You're listening to The Tao of Indifference, sex, dating, and relationship advice for an indifferent world.
Pretty cool.
I gotta listen to the last 8 episodes. I have fallen off.
Yes, it would be great. It would be great if you listened to the podcast that you are a part of. By the way, I already hit record, so this is going in the episode. Yeah, Delaney, I want people to know that you don't listen to the podcast because you're busy being a dad. Hello, listeners, and welcome to the Tao of Indifference. I'm Demetrius. He's Delaney. We are brothers who give each other shit and give you dating advice.
That's true.
Delaney, hey. I feel like it's been forever. It's been like almost a month since we actually spoke.
Yeah, you know, you've kind of left me hanging. You know, you recorded with some wonderful guests and you forgot about me.
I did. So. I did. I mean, you know, you're always in my heart because you're my baby brother. But
well, thank you. Thank you. I'm also, not baby brother, okay?
You're not the baby, but you are my baby brother. I remember when you were born. You cannot say the same for me, so.
Who knows? You know, I could have went back in time.
Definitely didn't.
No.
Definitely
didn't. Yeah, I did. I don't have that power.
That would be a waste of time travel, too. Like, okay.
I just want to see my older brother when he was born.
Yeah, wow. Really? That's it? You're not going to like go back and kill Hitler, huh? You're just going to see me be born. Wow, what a waste. Today's topic is moving in together. But before we get into the topic, I wanted to do some like little housekeeping. I think her name is Aisha or Aisha. She sent me an email. Usually I get people emailing me saying, hey, can you do me a favor? Or can you do a thing for me? I get that a lot. But it's rare that I get an email just saying like, thank you. So I just wanted to read it. It's very brief, I promise. And Aisha says, good afternoon. I've recently come across your blog and podcasts and really appreciate your passion and dedication to your work. Just wanted to say thank you for your insightful content. So, Aisha, thank you for your very thoughtful email. I really appreciate it. I read it to Delaney.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Right? It was cool. I was like, oh, wow. Shout out to you. And shout out to everyone who's always, like, tweeting at me. The only reason I don't shout you out all the time is because I just can reply to you on Twitter. I hate replying to emails, as you might know. If you're waiting for an email from me, I'm sorry. I owe a lot of people some emails. The second thing I wanted to talk about very briefly is after I put out the Thanksgiving, not the Thanksgiving Day episode, but like the Saturday after that, which is about one night stands, I got some feedback from someone on Twitter, which I thought was very, very constructive. And Mary, if you're listening to this, I'm talking about you specifically. I don't know if you want me to shout out your Twitter handle. So I figured I would just not, and then I'll tag you in it if I need to later. So... She listened to the One Night Stand episode, which, quick caveat, we recorded that Thanksgiving Day, and both of us weren't sober. We recorded. not that that's an excuse, obviously. I'm just saying that when I introduced Delaney and he says, hey, super weird, now you know why. Because he was drunk. He was definitely drunk. You know, we talked about, like, when you're trying to have a One Night Stand, it's best not to drink too much. And what we didn't talk about was consent. Which I think is incredibly important, and it's one of those things that I always try to make a point of. Consent is incredibly sexy and necessary to have sex. That wasn't a question. I know I phrased it as a question. I just sound like that. What we mentioned during the One Night Stand episode was that one of the dangers of drinking too much, if you're gonna have a One Night Stand, is whiskey dick, which is true. But we didn't mention consent. Specifically, if you get too drunk, you can't consent. There's a certain point where you're not able to give active and enthusiastic consent. So that is one of the dangers of drinking too much, period.
That's true.
Consuming too many intoxicants, period. Anything that impairs your judgment too much, you're unable to get consent. So, Mary, I just wanted to thank you for bringing that to my attention because two straight guys on a podcast. And so I really appreciate that from a woman's perspective saying, you know, that's a real fear. More than anything else, I want to say, like, don't get too drunk or, and I'm quoting here, don't get too drunk or your impaired judgment may misinterpret what you thought was consent, but actually wasn't. And of course, this platform, this podcast that I've built up with my brother, is incredibly important to me, and I will recognize that I don't have the biggest audience, but I do have an audience. So remember, don't get too drunk so that you can't consent, and don't get too drunk to the point where you can't differentiate between consent and not consent. How does that sound, Delaney?
That sounds good. That sounds, definitely the needed to be said. And obviously we were too drunk to remember consent.
We were too drunk to catch that we didn't say that. I think we also, like, I don't know if we even mentioned condoms in there, and I'm like, oh, I probably should have mentioned that.
Did we? I feel like
I don't know if we did. Exactly. Well, you know. Well, you wouldn't know because you don't listen to the podcast. So, so enough about consent, which you should always get. Let's talk about moving in together, Delaney.
Okay, let's talk about it.
Oh, man. So you live with your wife.
Yes.
Okay, well. That was so declarative. I haven't lived with a partner in like 9 years at this point, actually. Because I was 22 the last time I moved in with someone. I was 22, 23. I moved out, and since then I've never lived with anyone. Period. Like no roommates. So let's talk about moving in together.
Okay.
Let's talk about why you shouldn't move in with someone. More
importantly, why you should not.
Yes. Why you should not move in with someone, because that's one thing that I am super aware of.
You may not like the living habits. It can always be a funny situation when it comes to paying bills and who pays which bill and how much of, you know, you might live with somebody like you use more electricity than I do, so you need to pay more money towards the bill. You might break up and now you gotta move out.
That's always a fear. I used to want to move. It was throughout my adult life, the reasons why I maybe wanted to move in with somebody have always changed. But when I was in my 20s, I moved in with an ex. And it wasn't even for financial reasons. I actually had, like, the cheapest rent I've ever had in my entire life before I moved in with her. I've done that. And then when I've considered moving in with someone else later as an adult, I was like, well, I would love a nicer apartment. Or just, like, it would be, you know, when I was younger, I was like, oh, I'm going to move in purely so I can be with my partner more, right? That was sort of my thing. I was like, I'm always at your place. I live, like, almost 2 hours away on the train from, you know, my apartment to your apartment. I'm here 4 nights a week. It just is more convenient. So what I would say is, my whole spiel about that is that you should not move in with somebody just because it's convenient. You really shouldn't. I don't think you should move in with someone just because it would be easier.
Yeah, no, I agree. Because you may think it's easier, then you actually move in with that person and like, man, I kind of prefer my own space now.
Yeah, that's one of the things that people seem to forget is that once you move in with somebody, you live with them. Like, you are in their world. You are there with them. And it stops being like, we as a couple have two separate places and we have separate things. You're not only in a couple with them, so you sort of depersonalize and become the couple. You also sort of become the couple who lives in a shared space together. So while it might be convenient for you to live with the person that you see the most, there has to be something else besides it. And it should be more than just, it should be more than convenience. It should also be more than just money, especially in New York City, where it's so expensive to live here that a lot of people sort of move in together just because. So it should be more than convenience and it should be more than money. That said, I don't think that, because some people move in together and it's sort of their path to marriage, like date, live together, eventually we figure out if we like each other, then we get married. I'm not saying that moving in together has to be that, but you should have either your relationship should become serious, or at the very least, if you are going to move together for convenience or money or whatever, you have to be really clear about why you're doing it and what it means. So if you are going to do it and you're like, you know what, in a perfect world, I wouldn't move in with this person for convenience or money, but I can't afford to live anywhere else, then you need to be clear, like, this is what it's going to be. This is temporary. This doesn't mean X, Y, Z.
Like state, like, what the situation is, and so that way no one gets confused or hurt down the line. Well, and your chances of getting confused down the line is decreased instead of, you know, increased.
I think a lot of people think that their partner has the same methods and motives for relationships. So he told me he loves me means this to me, but I told her I love her means something else to me, you know? And moving in together can mean a lot of different things for a lot of different people. For me, it would probably mean like, okay, we're very serious. We're in a committed relationship. So we're going to move in together because not only do we want to be with each other and see a future together, but it also is convenient for both of us, and it also is financially beneficial. The reason you move in with somebody should be a reason that you sort of are on the same page about, and you should also not move in with somebody you can't get on the same page about.
You actually just reminded me, because I knew somebody who at one point was dating this guy, and they wanted to move in together, but he didn't want to have a job. And
what?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. He was like a struggling artist, and he wanted to, you know, be a broke artist while she pays all the bills. And I was like, don't do that. That's stupid. Like, you're literally going to be taking care of the person who you're not married to, who you're not even that serious about. I'm like, that would be the dumbest thing you could do. He's going to literally take advantage of you. So I would say that's also something you shouldn't do. You shouldn't move in to accommodate somebody else when they're not willing to do the same for you, or at least pull their share, you know, do their equal part.
Oh, yeah, that's 100% with you on that. Like,
yeah, or like people who have roommates who don't pay rent. I've heard about that, like horrible roommates who's like, oh, I can't pay my rent, so can you guys, like, make up the difference?
What? Oh, my God, no. No.
Yeah, I would have to kill that roommate.
Wow, I was going to say you could just tell them to leave, but okay.
That works too.
Hey, you know, I mean, just disclaimer, we would never encourage anyone to break any laws. Disclaimer aside, well, I mean, that's, you know, murdering someone's a great way to get rid of them. I mean, you know what? It's a victimless crime, except for the murder victim. The thing about compromise, I think, really stood out to me, because I would say that before you move in together, there's going to be compromises. I remember I had to sacrifice a lot of really, really ugly furniture to move in with my ex, and it actually worked out. It was for the better. All of my stuff that I owned was garbage. So you have to be willing to compromise, not just on things like who's going to pay rent. That should be that stuff, like the bigger stuff you're going to have to compromise on, but a lot of the smaller stuff you're going to have to compromise on too. So if you're not willing to compromise whatsoever, you probably shouldn't move in with someone. Because you're going to have to, you know, unless you and your partner are both extravagantly wealthy and space is not going to be an issue. You know, most people aren't moving in together to like a 5-room mansion. Like most people are moving into a 1-bedroom together, or maybe a 2-bedroom if they're lucky, or they can afford it. So there's still going to be compromise there, like what furniture do we keep, or what furniture do we get, what artwork do we put on the walls, do we put up anything, what do we decorate with, can I bring my pet, can, you know, I'm allergic, XYZ. Like, if you can't compromise in a relationship, maybe don't move in together. Like, if you cannot imagine a world where you, as one half of a relationship, have to compromise on anything, like, don't be in a relationship. You know?
Yeah.
Don't be in a relationship. Like, if you can't compromise, you probably shouldn't be in a relationship. But especially don't move in together. Because, like, who's going to do the dishes? And you're like, I never do dishes. Like, okay, well, that's going to work out really well. You guys are going to stay together forever.
And I think you are as well, like playing video games or reading or watching a bunch of movies, you don't get to do that as much. And for all you nerds out there who like me, who like spend a lot of hours, you know, gaming or reading manga, you won't be able to do that as much. So that's something to think about.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I miss it. Sometimes I'm like, man, I used to watch freaking anime for 10 hours straight with a bowl of cereal next to me. I can't do that anymore.
Dude, you know what's kind of amazing about my life?
What?
Some days, like, it'll be like a Saturday, I'll wake up, post a podcast, it'll be like 11 a.m. And I'm like, you know what I'm going to do? Play video games for 10 hours. And then when it's time to go out, I'm going to show up late to whatever my plans are. Like, oh, what happened? I'm like, man, I was so busy today. Oh, man, you have no idea. I will say this, that besides the compromise and, like, not moving in just because of convenience, what you said earlier about, like, bills and stuff is important. I think that before you move in with anyone, whether or not you should or shouldn't is entirely up to you. You could take our advice or not. Before you move in with someone, if you do move in with someone, you really do need to have a conversation about money. Like, it might be uncomfortable for you to be like, yo, are you going to be able to afford this rent consistently? Personally, I would never even consider moving in with someone before I knew how much money they made. If that is like a conversation that's uncomfortable for you, it's going to be real uncomfortable when your partner is like, yo, I can't give you rent. I would say, like, you got to have a conversation about money. You got to have a conversation about what is the expectation for bills. Like, am I paying this bill and you pay that one? Yada, yada, yada. You gotta talk about money. And really, you should also have a conversation about expectations, not just financially, but also around the house. I, for one...
Exactly.
I hate cleaning certain things. Like, I like to clean, but I don't like to mop, right? And I've lived alone forever, and that's not a problem for me because I only mop when I feel like it. But, like, some people like to clean and mop all the time, every single day or some shit. You know, like, some people expect you to cook when, like, maybe you just don't want to cook ever when you're home, you know? So you should have a conversation, really, about the expectations of the home. Because, you know, you don't want to be, like, if you move in with somebody with pets, you need to have a conversation about that as well, like, Do I need to walk your dog now? Like, is it our dog now? One of those, you know? Oh, and if you move in with somebody with kids, like, basically, you need to know what they expect of you when you move in. Because moving in with somebody is incredibly, it's a big step, not just because of how expensive it is, but also a lot of places are going to be like, yo, I want to see this person's credit, all that stuff. So, you know, maybe it's not like that if you live in Georgia.
Yeah, you gotta also ask about that, too. Like, you gotta ask about someone's credit besides how much money they make. Like,
it's a good conversation to have, but, yeah, if you're gonna put them on a lease, for sure.
If you're gonna put them on a lease, otherwise you don't need to know that.
The last time I lived with somebody, I was not on the lease, because I was like, yo, my credit's really bad. Like, let's just leave me off so your rent doesn't go up. that was a long time ago, but... Yeah, you gotta have some really uncomfortable conversations if you're gonna move in together. If you're moving in together and it's just like we're friends who like hook up sometimes, that's cool too. There's nothing wrong with that. Like there have been plenty of people where I'm like, yo, if I had to live with somebody, I would live with this person because I like to have sex with them and they're cool. And they're responsible. But yeah, it really is all about like setting expectations on both sides.
I actually did want to touch on one subject.
Yeah.
Because I remember this from somebody I worked with a few years ago. She was actually married and her husband lived in separate homes.
What?
And I was like, what? How does that work? And she was like, oh, you know, we have date night, we watch movies, we spend time together, we cook, and then we go to our own separate homes. I was like, and I'm like, does that work for you? I'm like, yeah, because you get your own space. And I was like, so I was thinking, like, you know, is that, and I was like, okay, you know, and this person's situation, this was a second marriage, and they didn't really, you know, they weren't necessarily, like, had a pessimistic view on life, but they just had something that was kind of not, like, the most optimistic view. So I'm like, could you be genuinely, like, happy person with your life, and this is your first marriage, and no issues, and could you actually be, live like married forever or till death and not live together, or you be in a committed relationship till death and not live together?
That's a good question. I would say that it's possible for you to be in a committed relationship and not live together and be happy, even if it's a marriage. When you say to the end of your life is important, for real. But I do think that it's like the rest of your life. I don't know, man. I don't know if I could be. I'll just speak to me. I'm sure there's plenty of people out there who could. I could not go my entire relationship and also my adult life not living with my partner. Like, I need to live with my partner at some point. It doesn't have to be, like, tomorrow. At that point, it won't even feel like a real relationship. After a while, for me, personally, it won't feel like a real relationship because it'll just kind of be like we're still dating. Like, we hang out and we go our separate way. It would just feel too much like dating for me. And I love dating, but I also hate dating. So, and one of the things I hate about dating is taking cabs home at night because it's late and I'm not in my neighborhood and I'm not in my apartment. So, you know, I couldn't do it. I'm sure there are plenty of people who can and have done it. Like, my husband's, you know, phlebotomist, and he lives in Argentina, and I live in America, and we make it work.
Phlebotomist.
Yeah, I don't know. He's a doctor. He's a doctor without borders. And who knows?
Yeah.
Is a phlebotomist a doctor? The guys who draw blood. Yeah, yeah, they are.
Yeah, he is a doctor.
Yeah, why not?
I was actually just thinking about that because you said you hate dating, and I think for people who hate dating, it wouldn't work for them. But people who like feeling new and fresh and feeling like, oh, it feels like we just met each other every day, it probably would work for them for a long time. I don't know about forever because I feel like, you know, at 85 years old, who wants to travel to go see somebody? I'm gonna go.
Well, also, I was just thinking about. We all our bodies just start falling apart the older we get.
Yeah.
And then, like, I don't want to be 80 years old, and I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to go back to my place, even though we're married. Like, bro, come on, man. I want to just be in my house, just hanging out in boxers, maybe watching future Netflix. I don't know. But, yeah, no, I don't think I could not live forever apart. Like, I want to live with somebody eventually, you know, like, for me, it just is, like, for me, a relationship is progress. And part of that progress is joining our lives to a certain extent. I don't know. I'm weirdly old-fashioned about certain stuff, even though moving in together isn't old-fashioned. Yeah. I will ask you, because it's called Living in Sin, do you think that people should live together before they get married?
I don't feel like I'm an expert on this because I've done it.
Well, no, I mean, you don't have to be an expert. I mean, nobody on this podcast is an expert. We just talk.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's what you did.
Anything.
I mean, that's what you did, though. You moved in with your girlfriend, and then you guys got married.
Yeah.
Would you recommend that for anyone who wants to ever get married?
Yeah, I would recommend it. It was multiple reasons, because in our case, it was convenience. It was also... baby on the way, and just it was a lot. It just wouldn't work out if we waited until we got married, and then, you know, it just like it's just easier. So I think you can do it. I think you just gotta talk on like whatever. If you have boundaries, and then you need to talk about that. I think it's completely possible to do that and for it to work out. You know, in my case, it's working out, so I can't say otherwise.
Like, for me, I'm like, I don't know if, who knows if I'll ever get married, but I would have to live with the person just because, you know, people are, the more time you spend with someone, the more you get to know who they are, and there's no better way to spend a lot of time with someone than living with them, because, you know, like, for me, like, when I'm dating somebody, and I'm dating them seriously, and, like, we're at the point where we're not seeing other people, like, I want to see the person I'm with a lot. So, what better way to do that than to live together? Delaney, I think that's it. Did you want to add anything else?
No, I think this was a great episode.
I think it was made much better by you not knowing I hit record.
Yeah, that caught me off guard, man. That really got me.
I try to keep you sharp. I didn't give you a weird thing to segue into today, so, you know.
You didn't do the, hey.
Hey.
Ooh. Yeah, how's it going?
Hey, buddy. I will say this, though. I'm freezing. The weather is terrible these days.
Oh, is it? How cold is it?
I don't know. It feels like -1 million right now.
Oh, okay. I mean... Yeah.
Delaney, please say goodnight and goodbye to everyone.
Of course. Thank you all for listening. We appreciate your support, and you have a good one.
Delaney, you have a good one, and good luck out there. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Tao of Indifference podcast. If you liked this episode and want more sex, dating, and relationship advice... Subscribe to the Tao of Indifference on iTunes or Stitcher. And check out the blog at taoofindifference.com for more sex, dating, and relationship advice. Thank you for listening, and good luck out there.